It's become all the rage within the woke circles of evangelicalism for conservative pastors to take this president to task in a way they never did with previous occupants of the White House. They focus on his style without consideration for substance. This isn't surprising, since that's how many treat their ministries. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with what will be an uncomfortable reflection on life and liberty. There's a significant number of pastors in America today who want you focused on how they play the right music, have fun social groups, and are aspiring members of the new intelligentsia. They hope we will ignore the scripturally irrelevant self-help pabulum dished out from the pulpit. The problem, as I see it, is that too many pastors and other church leaders are threatened by a profane businessman delivering on the promises that they have not. The modern church, even the allegedly Bible-believing, theologically conservative brand associated with American evangelicalism, has become a sinkhole of soft leftist ideology. Too many churches' pulpits are filled by pastors more concerned with the faint praise of the godless elite than they are in substantive reform of our culture. For decades, conservatives have been urged not to see their vote as being for a pastor, but a president. We've been told to overlook adultery in the Oval Office. We've been told to ignore unconstitutional power grabs in the name of safety and to understand that funding Planned Parenthood and redefining marriage are necessary concessions for our friends to gain political power. But power to do what? In 2016, conservatives finally relented. We elected someone who made a different bargain. Rather than go with the guys who pat the electorate on the head and offer some soft patter about their conversations with their old pal Jesus, voters went with a straight-talking, results-promising newcomer, even if he's occasionally crass and unabashedly self-promoting. No one could confuse Donald Trump with a pastor. But we weren't supposed to be electing a pastor, right? Instead, Americans elected a guy to get a job done. He made explicit promises and seemed like a guy who would deliver. For more than 30 years, American presidential candidates promised Christians they'd move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, but they never did it. Donald Trump did. Republicans for 50 years have run on the agenda of protecting the unborn and ending abortion, but done precious little. Donald Trump banned the use of federal dollars for abortion with a stroke of a pen. The black robe social justice warriors talk a good game about prison reform, but Donald Trump actually did it. The emasculated men who wring their soft hands on Facebook about how awful Donald Trump's tone is seem incapable of looking at the results of his administration, results they've long claimed to cherish. It makes me think a great many pastors don't actually want to solve problems, just spout moralisms from their comfortable, book-lined offices. The problem is not that Donald Trump is a morally flawed man like the rest of us. The same woke pastors who tell us we must metaphorically stone Donald Trump nonetheless refuse to speak out against the sins of their local officials for fear of upsetting them. They will loudly damn President Trump for his personal failings, but won't take a state representative or a city councilman to task for publicly funding abortion with tax dollars. For years, they've scammed their flocks, programmatically failing to deliver while blaming others, then lining their pockets with the proceeds of promises for next time. We've been told by these same pastors to tolerate professional politicians who've made a good living on fighting the good fight without ever putting a win on the board. They can abide many things, but the new generation of socially woke pastors simply cannot abide by someone who actually delivers on his promises. Donald Trump has done what he promised. He has fought for American greatness. Even when he's failed to deliver, he has not failed to fight. You don't like Donald Trump's attitude? Fine, don't invite him to dinner. King David was a murderer and an adulterer. St. Matthew was a tax collector. Paul stoned Christians. Rather than pander to the left, Donald Trump fights for the right. Rather than reject him, pastors should emulate his willingness to fight off the wolves in defense of his flock. Too many of them would rather be friends with the wolves. Even as so many pastors have been unfaithful to us, Donald Trump has kept faith with America. We've had more than enough nice guys who don't fight, so now we've got a fighter who isn't always nice. Which has done more for liberty? In my view, We Need Donald Trump for 4 More Years. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. The Reflections podcast is produced by Scorecard Media and presented by Texas Scorecard. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate it, leave a review, and encourage your friends to listen.